Nissan Motor Company this week began production at a new plant in Canton, Mississippi, where the company will build large SUVs and trucks. Soon, Japanese automakers Toyota and Hyundai will open new U.S. plants. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com, says foreign car companies focused on the U.S. market have forced American automakers to turn their attention away from trucks and SUVs.
They're shifting focus because of simple realities. Number one, the Japanese are going after the truck market. That means there's going to be a lot more competition. Prices are going to be under more pressure. They won't be able to raise prices like they did. And the fact is, the big three started looking at their own sales numbers and realized that they were losing the passenger car war completely. They dominate something like 70% of the truck segment. But the Japanese, Germans, British, and Koreans now essentially own the passenger car market. And if they don't do something soon, if they continue to try to sell, in some cases, decade-old products like the Cavalier, they are either going to see that market share disappear completely, or they're going to have to load them up with such heavy incentives that there's going to be no chance of making any money.
Large vehicles make up more than half of the American car market. Aren't the car companies hurting themselves by funneling money away from SUVs and trucks?
Well, it's not necessarily that they're going to be funneling money away. They're just going to be putting more of their money into the passenger car side and into this nebulous new world called crossovers, which aren't quite trucks and aren't quite passenger cars. The reality is they have to balance their portfolio more. There are political pressures that are forcing them in that direction, and the reality of the market is forcing them in that direction.
What kind of innovations are the car companies working on?
Well, for one thing, it's design innovation. You know, we used to divide the market up pretty evenly. There were cars, there were trucks, and now the lines are just being completely blurred. So you have sport ute sports car combinations. You have vehicles that really don't fit any real definition, like the new Dodge Magnum or the Chrysler Pacifica, which they just are getting ready to put on sale. How do you describe it? Is it a station wagon? Is it a minivan, sport ute? Chrysler is calling these vehicles cross tourers, which I dare anyone to say three times fast. But the fact is that it doesn't really matter what you call it. What's most important is that it does a lot of things, and it does it a little bit safer, improves fuel economy in the process.
And what are the foreign companies doing?
They're going to be doing the same thing. In many cases, they're already leading the charge. In terms of refinement, you look at companies like Audi and VW, they're already there. So the domestic automakers are playing a game of catch-up when it comes to improving refinement. The Japanese have loaded up with technology for years, and the Americans are trying to play catch-up there. This is just really trying to balance out the war so that the domestics are fighting on all the fronts as opposed to just focusing on the light truck segment. It is going to become a huge bit battle. We have tremendous overcapacity in North America, which is driving down the prices, so consumers are getting more car for less money. And what we're seeing is that the domestic manufacturers are being forced to just give more and more products in more and more segments with more and more content for less money.
Paul Eisenstein publishes the internet magazine, TheCarConnection.com.